Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Front decided to vac roll out. Apparently, there's some still left in the vials. What you say? What does that mean? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that you're doing well in whatever nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from and are listening to this show. Some of the big politicos are going to roll up their sleeves and get the shot live on the tube to encourage more to get it, by the way. But I think this is a big story besides the nor'easter that slammed into the East Coast. Because I know many of you feel trapped, and you're trapped because you're already stuck at home. And now, for those that have to get out, you're trapped because of Snowmageddon. It really is like that. It is equivalent to what happened in 2016, where there were blizzard conditions. Some places with 18 inches of snow. There have been some horrific accidents as a result of that. And then, of course, that horrible black ice situation. The wintry stuff that comes in and swoops in after you get the dousing of snow, and then the powder turns to scary. And that's what's going to happen in the morning to a lot of places in Pennsylvania and New York area because of what is behind in the system. Stimulus checks are up and probably up for grabs at the beginning of the year, and I say they're up because all signs point to the bipartisan conclusion of the package that will cover those that were cut off as far as unemployment, and then the extra kick in of the check to get you over the hump, or at least help you anyway, because so many are in that in-between situation through no fault of their own. They can't find the gig. When people say, well, just now you can't be, just find any job, just do any job. Well, guess what? A lot of those jobs that are the just do any jobs are not available. 16 million plus COVID cases in the U.S., you know, talking about that march to let's get on the other side of this bloody thing, the word COVID and virus and social distancing and pivoting and all the words of 2020, don't we want to just throw them into a dumpster fire? Yes. Yes, we do. We are weary of it. We are so tired of it. All right, so let's talk about here at the top, or let me give you what I know to be true, and which is pretty interesting. With the rollouts of the vaccines and the frontline hospital workers getting the first doses, pretty much, that's it, across the land. Now comes the story of, and it's true, that these vaccines, the vials that they come in, actually have extra doses. Now, you have to use all the doses, or you can't just dump it into another one. So your vial runs out, and there's just this tiny bit left, right? It's not like you're drinking wine, and let's just get that last little sip in, and let's get that in there and put it into another vial. No, 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 no. So here's the thing. Now that will stretch the supply if it's done correctly. Because a full dose, you know, you look at that full dose, they're talking about the sixth or even the seventh from each vial is like manna from heaven in making this happen faster if you start to do the multiplication on this. So the amount of vaccine remaining in the multi-dose vial after removal of 5 doses, of course, can vary because it depends on the type of needle and the syringes and all that. But it's a boost. I mean, I think it's a boost anyway, because that does mean there has to be a little bit of a stretch, and this can happen sooner rather than later. So rollouts that will happen, it will help with the timing moving from group to group. And getting people to roll up their sleeves has been, in some cases, contentious, because there's the argument from some about, well, wait a second, what about the side effects? And this was rolled out so fast, Operation Warp Speed, and how safe is safe? And no matter what doctor says what and what's out there, you're always going to find someone that will dispute that, right? And there's also those that will have doubt. The Vice President, Mike Pence, is going to get a vaccine Friday, live on camera. His wife, the second lady, Karen Pence, same thing. The Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, all getting vaccinated. The president's going to get vaccinated, he says, but he doesn't know when, but that it's going to happen. So while the healthcare workers are getting vaccinated, and there are these questions that are floating around because of allergic reactions. You know, that story came out, and that made a lot of people nervous. You have 16 million infected in the U.S., more than 300,000 COVID-19 deaths. And we just had the healthcare workers get the first dose on the 14th. So will at least 70% of the population get one of the vaccines being rolled out so we can get that herd immunity and stop the virus spread? What do you think? Can we get to 70%? I think so, but I don't think as many people. I think there's people that are going to be reluctant to get it, right? I do. I think that maybe the number's 80. I don't know, but it has to be 70%. Otherwise, I mean, and that's what they're saying is the bar, you know, somewhere in that 70%. So for that to happen, that needs to happen. And if all these people get vaccinated but not enough do it, then it may not work. And then here's the thing. What have the side effects been? Well, in the clinical trials, they talked about fatigue and headaches and muscle pain and joint pain, chills and fever, that kind of stuff. And then they followed up with people, and that's how they got all that and got all the information they could. But the Pfizer-BioNTech vac has been shown to be 95% effective when you get the 2 doses, because you get the one. Then weeks later, you get the second one. And the FDA did that review, and they found that of 20,000 people who got both vaccine doses, only 8 got the virus, and just 1 person fell seriously ill. The placebo, 160 people in that group, contracted the coronavirus. 9 of the people developed serious illness. So the question does become, how confident are you about getting the virus? And then when you hear stories, about getting the vaccine to prevent the virus, then there's the story about a healthcare worker in Alaska who had a serious allergic reaction after getting the vaccine. And this is the first real case reported in the U.S. since the shots went out earlier this week. But it was similar to the 2 cases in England where the healthcare workers had serious but non-fatal allergic reactions to the vaccine. But that kind of stuff gets people a little on edge, if you know what I'm saying. Meet you on the other side.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
In every little thing you do.
Well, you can only imagine with COVID-19, the emergency need for blood, platelet, and plasma donations in the United States. I was just thinking about this the other day. So Cliff Newmark, the Senior Vice President of Donor Services and Chief Marketing Officer for Vitalant, the nation's largest nonprofit talent blood services provider, joins us now. And Vitalant, boy, it couldn't be more important now what they're doing, what they're advocating. So thank you so much for coming on.
You bet.
Let's talk about why the need has increased so much and what is it specifically that we really, really need to see.
Well, during this time, there's so much going on. It's overwhelming, but everyone can really help contribute to the public health, really help solve this public health crisis. What we've seen particularly is the need for COVID patients to receive what's called convalescent plasma. That's plasma from someone who's actually recovered from the disease. It's used to help a current COVID hospitalized patient. And in fact, the need for convalescent plasma has increased by 400%. On average, one out of every four COVID hospitalized patients are receiving convalescent plasma. So there's a real need for folks who have recovered to give plasma. And even those who don't know, who haven't recovered, but you know, about 25% of people that our cases are asymptomatic. So if you give blood, we will test the blood for antibodies, and if the antibodies are positive, that can also help a convalescent, COVID patient. So we're really looking for folks to help contribute to helping solve this public health crisis.
Yeah, Cliff, I'm wondering, because often when we talk about donating, there may be certain blood types that are more in demand than others. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we need all blood donations because of the what's happened with the consequence of the crisis. We've seen 16,000 blood drives canceled. That's up to 450,000 blood donations were canceled. So we absolutely need all types to come out and donate. But certain blood types are especially needed, and O blood types are especially needed. That's O negative, which goes to all blood types if for all patients who are in the hospital, and O positive goes to all the positive blood types. So there's lots of needs out there. And frankly, if you can't donate blood for whatever reason, you can actually organize a blood drive or organize a virtual blood drive. If your location, business, place of worship is closed, you can actually organize a virtual blood drive to help patients in need.
Wow, what a brilliant idea to do the virtual. So I'm sure you probably brainstormed on that and jumped all over that. How's that going?
You know, we just started it in October. We have on about 1,500 people who've signed up to be virtual blood drive coordinators, and they're reaching out. At this point, I think they have about 4,000 folks signed up, and there's more coming. So it's a real way to help spread the word. Even if you can't, you know, go out of your house or, you know, your organization is closed, you can still ask others to come out. And blood is an essential service. Blood donation is an essential service. So even during stay-at-home orders, et cetera, people can actually go out and give blood. And so it is an essential service. Even if your organization is closed, you can still give at many of our blood donation centers.
Wow, that's terrific. Tell us about Vitalant. I'm curious because, boy, I said in the beginning when I introduced you and I talked about it, you being the nation's largest nonprofit independent blood service provider. So, again, you must be really busy.
We serve about 1,000 hospitals from coast to coast. We've got over 120, we've got about 120 donation centers throughout the country. We need about 5,500 blood donations every single, blood and platelet donations every single day to meet hospital needs. And even with the COVID crisis going on, there's still folks who need blood for everyday needs. Hip replacements, knee replacements, premature babies, trauma patients, blood is still needed every single day. So we are definitely trying to do everything we can to help join with the public to help solve this public health crisis.
All right. Well, you definitely, I'm sure people listening across the country are listening to virtually what they can do and some of the great information that you told us. Where else can they go for more information?
They can go to Vitalant.org, Vitalant.org. Or they can call 877-25-VITAL, 877-25-VITAL.
All right, terrific. Thanks, Cliff Newmark from Vitalant. This has just been terrific information, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will jump on this. And let's get going. Let's get that needed blood and plasma and everything else out there.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
And I think it's pretty important because a lot of people assume, as Cliff said, so many of those normal drives have gone down. And you think about, oh, it's, you know, I don't ever need it. But then something happens, you go to the hospital and you need it. And I've seen this happen a lot, and especially if you have that rare blood type, because donations stopped, life and accidents and need certainly doesn't, as to what Cliff was saying. And one of the things that they're doing, Vitalant, if you on their website, it's great. They talk about what are, because people are worried about, of course, naturally, COVID-19. And they do the whole temperature check thing. Of course, they do social distancing. Of course, they do continuous sanitation. And, of course, you have masks that have to be, you know, required, like we see anyway. And some of what they do, and they talk about donations, and if you donate, you have the power to save maybe up to 3 lives. And I love, 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 of all the things that are happening virtually, and it's amazing how resilient humans are, how we figure out ways to make things happen. And one of the ways is that pushing each other virtually, and I think that is brilliant. Like, just don't forget about the whole let's hit people up virtually. No. There are ways to do that. And what a great Christmas gift, right? Or holiday gift. Give blood for patients who need it. The blood, the platelets, the plasma, of course, is essential. I mean, completely essential as to what, you know, what you just heard. You think of the COVID-19 antibody positive rates for 250,000 blood donors who are in support of the pandemic response a couple of months ago. And to do that, Vitalant became the first blood service provider to release the antibody positive rates of more than those, the people I said, the 250,000 blood donors, June through July of 2020. So that was something that came out that was interesting and really made me think about their name and the fact that they've got some good data to assist on the response and preparedness and whatnot, and that they're going to continue antibody testing all blood donations for the foreseeable future to help identify convalescent plasma donors and meet the emergency need, because there's a big, big emergency need there. And by doing that, how many people are they possibly, you know, saving? And that's why the rapid clip, if they can get more and more people to do it, and they can double some of the donations in the next couple of weeks and months, that helps so many because of the recovery for the people who need the plasma, right? And I mentioned what they do, obviously taking the temperatures and the necessary precautions if they've got donors, which when they put these things together, they do. So just like so many other places that are being very, very careful and very, very smart, they're doing the same things. Coming up, a conversation about Malta with Trevor Stewart. He wrote a book called So You Think You Know Malta. And this is a place, there was a, we had a longtime listener, Izzy, who we just adored, who I think she had three or four different occupations in her life. One of them was, she was a cop. And she wanted to, she thought she was going to retire to Malta, and she actually went there, and she did like it. She came back from Malta, but she liked it. And Malta is in this location in the center of the Mediterranean, and it's pretty, I guess its historical significance is it was an important naval base. And it's been this island that has been ruled by so many different groups in history. I mean, you go all the way back to the Phoenicians, the Romans, the Greeks, the Arabs, the Knights of St. John, the French, the British. And that has left a mark, I think, on that culture. So it's this fascinating island that's small but yet big in so many other ways. And they get a crazy number of tourists every year, like 400,000 in a normal year from 16 plus different countries will go and visit Malta. So Trevor Stewart coming up next. Again, his book is called So You Think You Know Malta?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The nation's leading infectious disease expert says he won't be seeing his kids over Christmas, and he's advising Americans to do the same. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Wednesday that modest family gatherings could contribute to the spread of coronavirus, and that the spike in cases after the Christmas holiday could be worse than the one after Thanksgiving. In his first interview since recovering from the virus, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson tells Fox News he thinks families could still gather for the holidays, but if they do, it's important to learn who in their families are the most vulnerable.
People need to understand who are the vulnerable people, and we really have to protect them. I'm not sure, you know, we need to hibernate and be terribly afraid, but we do need to educate ourselves as to who is vulnerable. It's not just elderly people. It can be young people who have obesity or who have diabetes or who have some respiratory issues.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has introduced another pick for his cabinet. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation.
He's one of the smartest people you'll ever meet and one of the most humble. A new voice with new ideas, determined to move past old politics.
If confirmed, he will become the second openly gay member of a president's cabinet, with the first being Rick Grenell, who served in President Trump's administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence and President-elect Biden will soon publicly receive a COVID vaccination. The vice president and his wife Karen will receive the shot publicly on Friday, according to the White House. Biden will also receive the vaccine publicly, which could happen as early as next week. There's no word on when President Trump will receive the shot. He tweeted Sunday that he'd get it at the appropriate time. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To go to Malta. It's been on my bucket list. I've gone to a lot of places. I went to school. I was privileged enough to get a chance to go to school in Spain and have been in Europe and whatnot. And so it's exciting to get a chance to have on Author's Corner Trevor Stewart, because he's written a book called So You Think You Know Malta. And his wife actually was from Malta, Josephine, and she has a story to tell, and he tells it in the book. And just think of the title, So You Think You Know Malta. It's so intriguing. Trevor, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Great.
Let's talk about why you wrote the book. What made you decide, hey, I'm going to write this book? You said to me off the air, you've gone to Malta. You and your wife have gone back to Malta like 18 times, so you know it. So I think you really know Malta, and you have a lot to say about it. But what made you decide to put it into a book?
Primarily because I want to get the education across about Malta. I knew nothing about the heraldry because most of it, or a great proportion of it, of course, was disrupted and taken to the ground during World War II. So they rebuilt a lot of the museums, and a lot of the heraldry and bits and pieces have been reconjured and put into these museums. Now, people who don't know the history of Malta wouldn't understand exactly what's happened. And, of course, the Maltese are a very, very strong force within themselves anyway. And I could go back into the Second World War, and the Germans didn't know what they would lend their hands on when they actually come across the Maltese people who fought like nobody's business. And, of course, they didn't have the weapons and what have we, which other people from the UK and from the Western world. So they were almost very nearly wiped off the face of the earth. I mean, that's how indigenous the Maltese are, because they survived, basically. And, of course, then Great Britain fought the blockades to actually resupply just basic living needs for them. And when you put all that into perspective, from a bombed, cratered place, which everybody knows is, of course, it's the jewel of the Mediterranean. Yes, it is the jewel of the Mediterranean, because it was being rebuilt and reborn from the ashes which was left during the Second World War. And as we all know, it's become a very, very popular tourist site. And over 400,000 people visited each year. Now, for an island which is only 16 miles long by 7 miles wide, that's quite a lot of people, realistically. But, of course, we don't need to sell Malta. Malta sells itself. But I wanted to be part of that sales campaign, if you like. Hence, I mentioned to you just a bit earlier, now that the book is written, I've made an approach to Malta Airways and Malta Direct to see if they would be prepared to take it on as part of the in-flight book, basically. And people I've spoken to, again, have said, well, yeah, that's a fantastic idea. It's the right sort of size. It's only 2.5 hours flying time from the UK, for instance. So something like that would be very welcome.
And in the book you talk about, as you said, I love how you described this. So it was bombed out, crater rebuilt, the jewel of the Mediterranean. And we know many Americans are going there and many people want to live there. Like, they're saving up their pennies trying to get there. And, of course, everything shot up because, as you said, it's a small place. But what is it about it? I mean, it's obviously beautiful. There's museums. What does it feel like when you're in Malta?
Total relaxation. But again, relaxation to one person isn't the same as everybody, of course. You know, we all do things because we've got different outlooks. What we want to achieve, what we want to do. This book actually helps people make their mind up what they can do. And it doesn't cover everything on the island. It would be wrong of me to do that. I have actually put a number of things into print, a number of sightseeing places in print. But at the end of the day, Josephine, it was just going to be Josephine's biography, basically, and from childhood to growing up to the date when we actually met 10 years ago.
And so tell us about Josephine and what her childhood was like in Malta.
If I tell you that she didn't have a pair of shoes to put on her feet for the first 6 years of her life, you can, if I, to come from a slums area, if you like, and trying to put things in perspective on her part, is very, very difficult. She had a torrid time with her mother. And it was from early years where she actually wanted to get to England, get to UK, which she did. She went on a holiday. And then she went to Australia to see if she wanted to go to Australia. But that was decided against it. So she came back to England and ultimately went to England, or came to England, of when she stayed. Have you actually read
yes, the book? Yes, and I'm thinking out loud that I love your description of, you know, talking about looking at it through your wife's eyes, because we just talked about how it's this jewel and what it was like, and yet your wife in this small island grew up very complicated and sad to think. I mean, how many people listening to us didn't have shoes for 6 years? That's incredible. And now to see the love she has and has found with you and all the years together, it's obviously still a big piece of your heart and her heart, though, now in a different way, I think.
I think so. I mean, this is the reason why we love going back there. We absolutely love going back there. Because every time we go back, we learn something new. And that's from Josephine as well. From, you know, she never went to see any of the places which we're now seeing in our, you know, latter years, if you like. As a child growing up, she never had the advantage or all the benefits of seeing it from a tourist pair of eyes, you know. She just wasn't allowed to, for want of a better term.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy.
And you talk about this, and we'd be remiss not to do this, but because you do have a piece of, and as you say, everybody will take it differently, but because so many people, when you're talking about 400,000 going to Malta, what on your list, what is a must-do in Malta?
I like looking at antiquities. And like it is in the US as well as in the UK, we have car boot sales and things. Well, they have much the same there. But every major town on the island has its own markets. And a greater proportion of some of the older markets have so much produce which is there for sale. Should you want it, you know. I mean, it's crazy. And we've got some lovely pictures here on the wall, which are all, you know, all from that. I say we've come across them, you know. It's amazing.
Right. But,
yeah, I mean, it's nice to be able to go into the sea 12 months of the year. If you want to soak up the sun, then you can soak up the sun. But let me just have a look.
And that's what I would say. I would say the thing that I took away from every, I mean, it's, you know, you really encapsulate a lot of what Malta's like, and the fact that you can go into the sea, what you just said right there, 12 months out of the year is such the big difference. It's different from seaside towns where they have these 3 months or a couple of months or a small window, because you always have access to that nourishment and the beauty of the sea. And that's why when you know, you called it the jewel of the Mediterranean, that's really the picture you get.
And on top of that, of course, it is one of the diving meccas of the Mediterranean. People used to say that the Black Sea is. But now it's become more to the west of the Med, and the Maltese Islands, the archipelago there, it's just beautiful. It really is beautiful, you know, underground, under the sea as well as above it, you know.
So it's no surprise. And I want to make sure I tell everyone, so you think you know Malta, Trevor Stewart, we're speaking with him, and you can pick up that book on Amazon or any place where great books are sold. And I know there's so many people listening that definitely have that on a list of places to go. And what a brilliant tribute to your wife and to your life. And Trevor, thank you so much for coming on.
And I'll just close by saying there, Kate, that if you want a good friendly holiday, Malta is the place to go. It really, truthfully is. Friendships can be built in a day, which lasts for a lifetime.
Ah, beautiful way to close this out. Trevor, thank you.
Okay.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, Corey. Give me some kind of form to work with, I guess. I'm hearing an introduction. Right here. Let me drop on.
So excited to welcome to the show this time around in Author's Corner, Ken Cooper. He's written really two books. It's about potential. Unlock potential right now and unlock potential with love. Now more than ever, I think people are beating themselves up in a sense about what they aren't doing, what didn't happen to them, the things that they lost because of the pandemic. And it is about moving forward, and he has really captured that. He's really captured love, a word that so many people shy away from, and a word that's so, so powerful. And also just, you know, what your potential is, and if you just turn the key, and he has the keys on the books, which I think is so apropos, you can find yourself in a much different situation and living a much fuller, richer life. Ken Cooper, it is exciting to speak with you, and you got to paint the picture for us. Where are you right now?
I'm now in Cornwall. I can't say it's sunny Cornwall because it's now evening time, but we have had some sun today, and that's been brilliant. But I'm so pleased to be here. When I retired, I moved down to Cornwall, and we are so happy. Lovely place to be. As are all places, no doubt, when you get to love them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about unlock potential with love, because you and I have now talked for longer off the air, et cetera, about love and the importance of it. And why do you think it is people are afraid to even use the word love sometimes?
It's got If I use the phrase ambipambi feeling, that's a bit lovey-dovey, or it sometimes doesn't resonate. Kate, I did a workshop in London to one of the major advertising agencies, and at the start, the chairman came up to me and said, "Is there anything, Ken, I should be aware of?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm going to use two words, which I think you might find awkward. The one is perfect." And he thought about it. I'll live with that. And the other is love. And he said, "Oh, no, not with my staff." And I said, "Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'm going to use that." And at the end of the workshop, he said, "Ken, I have to agree with you. It's not a word I'd use, but it's the right word to have used. And it's going to change things here." And I was just so grateful, because people are shy of the word. But if we could learn to love one another, that's an expression, Kate, that covers all religions. It's not just a Christian religion statement. All religions, and I think anyone, they don't need to be religious. The idea of loving one another, it's so deep. But, Kate, wouldn't that just change the world? And it's what we need right now, to get that sense of love, support. It would be world-changing.
Yeah, it made me think of, it's like that Beatles song, love, love, love. It's funny. Like, I like how you describe ambi-pambi. I don't know why that is, but you're right. And if more people would even say to others, I asked you, what could people do right now? Like something they could do that's easy. And I thought this was brilliant when you told me this. You could tell somebody what you love about them.
Yeah. I've got great memories of a workshop I did, just a short chat with a local school, and it was about arise and shine and let your light shine. And towards the end of it, Kate, I said to the children that were aged between 3 and 7, I want you to turn to the person next to you and say, I love your good qualities. Well, there was a hush at that point, Kate. And then one little girl said to her neighbour, I love your good qualities. And it broke the spell, and they all began saying it, and the fun and the giggles and the joy that produced. It shows, Kate, that we all have good qualities. Sometimes we need to search for them, but they're there. And when we encourage them, they come out. It's back to a lovely expression I know. Love is reflected in love. And when you see the good qualities in people, it shines back. Powerful.
Boy, it sure does. It does, and it comes back to you. I love the story of getting that feedback and having somebody turn to somebody else and say that the qualities that they love about them. And it's something you can do right now in your own world as you're listening to us. And the other book is Unlock Potential Right Now. And how frustrating is it for you to see potential in people? Because I know it's frustrating for me, and if they would just do this one thing, they would reap the benefits, but they often don't turn the key, as you say. So Unlock Potential Right Now, what drove you to write that?
Well, it was partly because people were being turned off by the word love, would you believe? And it was just wanting to reach another segment of potential readership. But the message is still the same, Kate. It's turning the key. And in the back of both books, I've got Let Your First Step Be Love, Let Your Second Step Be Love. And that's turning the key. And when we do something that's loving, whether to yourself or to your neighbor, when you pray for the world as a whole, to use that word, or just think the world needs more love, period. You're part of the world. And if you can be more loving, you are adding to that sense of love that can help the world through these difficult times. And the pandemic seems to be so overbearing. It's fear that holds us back. And within the law, you have to respond, and that sense of love, Kate, can help so many people. And it can be something right now. We don't have to wait for the end of something. Right now we can be loving and share that love and experience that love for ourselves.
Yeah, and that's what people do, right? They wait. They stay stuck in whatever it is, and instead of taking that little step.
That's right, and it is a little step. And the joy is when you've taken that first little step. That's the hard one. It's much like a big steam train starting off the first mile per hour. That takes so much energy. But when it's doing 50 miles an hour, 51 miles an hour is a cinch. And it's getting that first step across, realizing you can do it, wanting to do it. And it's back to the sense of love, Kate. It's power. If you think of mother love for a child, it's powerful. I watched a nature program earlier this week, and it showed a baby zebra being protected by its mother. And the mother's love was so clear, and a cheetah attacked the baby, and the mother fought the cheetah off. Well, you don't normally do that, but she won. And love is that powerful. And if we could let that love be part of us, and it's part of something you've referred to, love what you do. Let everything you do be, I'm going to love what I'm doing. This, I'm going to do it well. Love what you are. See that you have that love within you. And that power of love resonates through everything you do.
Yeah.
That's unlocking all kinds of potential.
Oh, absolutely. How rewarding after having a career where you start off as an accountant and you have other ideas of what you're going to do. And then you have this influence with people as these workshops grow and you work with individuals and you work with companies. How rewarding is it now to look back on that and then also to have pulled this together in these books?
Oh, greatly. I can look back and see so much good that has been done. One very quick example, in one of the workshops I had, in groups of four, the managing director and someone that had joined the company 6 months ago. She was a young trainee, but she was good. And the managing director said, how are you putting this girl in the same group as me? I said, you'll be surprised. And at the end, he said, I'm going to make her my personal assistant. I was astonished at how much common sense she spoke, more than my other directors who tend to be influenced by what they should say rather than common sense. But he'd seen in her qualities. And she said to me afterwards, I never realized they were so human. And it was just, when you get people to talk to one another, to look at their good qualities, barriers fall. And that's the magic of it. We all make our own barriers, Kate, but we can move on. And love is the most effective de-barrierization that you could wish for.
Boy, isn't that true? It's a perfect place to wrap up the interview. You've got to get these books. They're great Christmas gifts. It is the season, and this is a way you can give love. Give the people close to you these books. Unlock potential right now. Unlock potential with love. It does come back to that. Ken Cooper, thank you so much. It was such a delight to have you on and spend time with you.
Hey, it's been a real privilege, and thank you for all you're doing. Brilliant.
Thank you. Thanks, Ken, and thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show, and make it all about love, like Ken says.
You can find out more on my website, Ken G. Cooper Poetry, if you want to.
There you go. Every day you can pick some of that up, too, as well. Thanks, Ken.
All the best. Thank you, Kate.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.